91X News.
It's 13 degrees and sunny. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. Michael Mifflin of Belleville was charged last night with having a blood alcohol level over 80 milligrams. Just after 9 p.m., police pulled over a vehicle at Dundas Street East and Pinnacle Street for a traffic infraction. A breath sample showed that the driver had been consuming alcohol. Around 2 o'clock this morning, an officer on routine patrol stopped a suspicious vehicle in the Herkimer Avenue area. Investigation showed the driver was wanted on warrants by the Belleville police. The female driver was 55-year-old Teresa Gulliver of Belleville. She was arrested and charged with possession of stolen property under $5,000 and failure to attend court. She was later released from custody on a promise to appear. MPs begin voting tonight on more than 800 amendments to the Conservatives' controversial omnibus budget bill. NDP House Leader Nathan Cullen says the implications of the law are wide-ranging.
The list is so broad, this has been a challenge for the opposition in describing what's about to happen to the country. Which ones do you pick? So you have to narrow down and focus on the ones that are most direct and most impactful, but the list is absolutely extraordinary.
The bill amends more than 70 laws. The Conservatives say the legislation is necessary to create jobs and spur the economy. Public Works Minister Rona Ambrose says she has no intention of releasing inaccurate information on the F-35. She says the government's latest estimate on the cost of the stealth fighter will be made public when it's been independently verified. Murray Brewster has more.
The government's plan to not show the public revised F-35 numbers without independent verification is being seen by the opposition as a slap at national defense. Acting Liberal leader Bob Rae argues that the department and even Defense Minister Peter McKay are being cut out of the process. McKay was asked who is going to carry out the independent analysis.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's something you'd have to ask Minister Ambrose.
The Harper government, in responding to the Auditor General's scathing criticism in April, said it would update the fighter's price tag within 60 days. Murray Brewster, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The Canadian Manufacturers and Exporters Group says a deal has been reached with Michigan to build a second bridge between Windsor, Ontario and Detroit. The federal cabinet is expected to give approval later on this week. Windsor West MP New Democrat Brian Mass says a new bridge will be good for the economy and the environment.
So we want to see those trucks moving through the community, a new efficient crossing, and for taxpayers, this helps preserve jobs along the north-south manufacturing belt.
The joint announcement could be made as early as Friday. Another teenage girl is due in an Ottawa court today to face charges in a case that has shocked the Capitol. David Bent has the story.
The 15-year-old is one of three girls accused of luring others into prostitution. They face charges that include human trafficking, procuring forcible confinement, sexual assault, and abduction. Ottawa police allege that three girls were lured on social networking sites, prompting Staff Sergeant John McGettrick to urge parents to keep up with what their kids are doing online.
If I'm a parent, I'm going to have access to my kid's account and I'm going to read them. And if they don't like it, that's unfortunate.
McGettrick is urging any other victims to come forward. David Bent, The Canadian Press.
That's news. On to sports. When the Oklahoma City fans chanted MVP late in the game, they were not referring to LeBron James. Kevin Durant showed the league's most valuable player how to play the fourth quarter in the NBA Finals. Durant scored 17 of his 36 points in another nightmarish final period for the Miami Heat. He led the Thunder to a 105-94 victory in Game 1. Durant and his teammate Russell Westbrook outscored the entire Miami team 41-40 in the second half. James finished with 30 points. The two countries that share a difficult history met on and off the pitch at Euro 2012 yesterday. Soccer hooligans clashed with opposing fans and police in Warsaw before and during Poland's 1-1 tie with Russia. The riot left 15 people injured. More than 140 people were detained. Meanwhile, the Czech Republic scored twice in the opening minutes of a 2-1 victory over Greece. Today's action takes place in Ukraine, starting with Portugal against Denmark, followed by Germany taking on the Netherlands. It was more of an accounting move as Philadelphia Flyers forward Ian Lapierre announced his retirement. Lapierre sat out the past two seasons because of post-concussion syndrome after getting hit in the eye with a puck. He officially retired now because his contract expired and is able to come off the salary cap. The Washington Nationals banged out three home runs in a 4-2 victory over Toronto. The Nats have won five in a row now. Jose Bautista hit a two-run shot for the Blue Jays, who lost for the fifth time in six games. The final game of their series goes today at Rogers Centre. The Jays are looking to avoid a sweep. Now to an X weather. After a week of rain, the sun is finally making an appearance. Today, sunny with a high 22 degrees, clear overnight with a low of 11. For Thursday, sunny with a high of 23. And for Friday, sunny with a low of 13 and a high of 24. At 7:05, it's 13 degrees. 91X News is on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is next at 7:30.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. This is Quinte's 91X. 91X.